focus. Everybody.
It works.
Not that it wasn't supposed to.
I didn't know it wasn't supposed to. I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist.
And we're back with Unfocused. Episode
215.
The Sneasel episode, which is the Sharp Claw Pokemon.
Okay, I like that one. That's better than the last couple times.
The single horn Pokemon.
Speaking of single horn Pokemon,
we have Will here with us today.
We don't have a camera for him, unfortunately. He's over there, just believe us.
I'm in the corner.
He's in the corner, where he should be. But welcome back, Wags.
A former co-host is going to help us out today.
Forever since I've been on the show.
You may know Will from such episodes as the Star Wars episode, way back in like 2009.
Usually when people say that, they have like a list of numbered episodes, AJ.
We should do that. We should keep track of that somehow.
We're looking for special guests.
Featuring, you know, like put that at the end of them.
Yeah.
The last time I was here was it 2009? It was for Last Jedi. No, was it last
year? That was last year,
though. Yeah, that was last year.
Yeah, that was an episode you were on, though, for sure.
That was a big argument.
All right, but before anything, we're live on twitch.tv/collision28. You know, usually every week, 7:30 to 8, we start.
Yep.
YouTube.com/unfocusedpodcast. You can watch us there after the fact. Please like, comment, subscribe.
Yep, do all that.
And AJ, let's break into Unfocused Weeks. Why don't you tell me what you've been up to this past week?
I've been chilling, dude.
So, all right. Will, your turn. AJ, what's up? Tell me. What have you been chilling on?
Sonic, reading the comics. So I got 2 issues last week. I talked about it, read them. They're new arc starting. That's all that's going on right now. Nothing special to report on there. But I read that. Also, I've been watching a lot of Rocket Power.
We are riders.
Yeah, if anyone doesn't know, old school Nicktoon. It lasted for 3 seasons, I realize. But there's this website called VRV.co, Verve.co. They have a bunch of like Nicktoons on there. All the shit you can't find is on there. It's a subscription service, though, so you gotta like sign up for it and all that shit. They have all types of shit on there, too. Like they have Boomerang stuff on there, like the, Hanna-Barbera. Stuff on there, like the old school, like Flintstones, Jetsons, and all stuff like that's all there too. Anyways, we watched Rocket Power. Tony Hawk was on an episode that tripped me out.
Really?
Yeah,
I never saw that episode.
Me neither. I never saw a lot of the episodes. Apparently,
apparently.
But there was a Tony Hawk episode. I was like, oh, that's crazy. And then the episode right after, they were doing some skateboard stuff, and they were actually like, because of there's like 2 little like cartoons per episode type of thing. So the one right after the Tony Hawk, you know, half. The second one, they're doing skateboard stuff, and they're actually calling out the moves, which they don't normally do, which that was what's interesting. So I was wondering, like, maybe Tony Hawk was just on this whole thing, you know, in the background, like, you know, dropping hints and stuff like that. So they're, like, calling stuff like, oh, that was a fakie to nollie, that type of thing. It's like, oh, cool, heel flip, dude, you know. Like, it was like, okay, that's new. They've never done that shit before.
Yeah, they want to let you know that they know, you know.
Yeah. But anyways, saw that. Aside from that, gaming-wise, just Soul Calibur, a lot of Tekken. I've been playing Julia. I'm starting to learn all the new shit over there and just getting, you know, the feels for it there. We also been fucking around with Discord.
Oh, yeah. We start getting into that because we've been getting more serious about the Soul Calibur fighting game world.
Yeah. I know Discord is big for, like, communicating. Like, it's just, it replaces forums pretty much. So anytime there was, like, you know, where there was forums, there's now Discord pretty much. And, like, a lot of forums have died and gone to Discord. And so I know that's a thing. Also, if anyone plays like Pokemon Go and you want to meet up with people, if you're not doing it on Facebook, then you're doing it on probably Discord to find meetups and people tell you where shit's going on at and getting groups together and all that. So we've been using that to find Soul Calibur forums pretty much, or Discords of Soul Calibur. And I found this bot. Did I show you the bot, T?
Oh, the bot that tells you about the move?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I didn't know you could do bots in Discord, and I found that out. And apparently with this bot, you put in a command, and you can get, like, the actual move and frame data for it and shit like that, and, like, just, you know, how that single move operates. So if you put, like, Tolem, you know, 6AB, you know, you'll get, you know, what it does, where it hits, and the frame data for all that. It's like, oh, that's crazy. So I've been checking that shit out and just finding, like, different combos and stuff like that. But I think that's pretty much all I've been doing.
All right. Wags, you want to tell us a little bit about your Unfocused Week? What have you been up to?
I do, but I have a question.
What's up?
In Rocket Power, the way they're animated is kind of scary, like freakish a little bit.
Is it scary? You know what?
That's
a little weird, but I think it's scary.
I noticed that a lot, too. Like, the drawings looks cool and everything, but if you look at them, They're like top heavy. Like they have so much upper body
and their legs are
and
small.
Very short legs. It's always the weirdest thing to me.
I did notice the little squid. The squid has really skinny legs.
Yeah, you know, he's just really short. You don't really see his legs, but yeah, he's yeah. Everyone's just really awkwardly.
How weird did Tony Hawk, the animated version of Tony Hawk, look?
He looked all right.
Put a picture of him up there. Shit, I don't even know.
Did it look like him or did it look like?
I don't know. Let's see if I could find that. Rocket Power, Tony Hawk. Oh, look, it comes up like that.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Let's see.
That's him.
He looks he looks just like himself.
He looks very smug, too.
Yeah.
Every picture, he's just very, very smug.
Yeah. Actually, his episode reminded me a lot of the Tony Hawk games because they're trying to find him because he's like, oh, he's in town. Let's go find him.
Oh, yeah. Like how you look for him, like you're trying to like follow him and shit.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, he might have retired on the news and shit like that. You're like, what the fuck? Let's go find him and meet him. And then they find his like warehouse or his shop or something and they go through the back door. They practically break in. And then when they get in there, they notice like, oh, shit, it's a whole fucking skate like park in here. And then, like, if you go through it the right way, a door opens and you get to, like, a different room. And they kept doing that shit. I'm like, this is just like the fucking game from back in the day.
I love that game. That game was amazing. The music was so good in that
yeah,
game.
Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, there's your answer.
He looks kind of funny.
All right.
So, my Unfocused Week, I've been playing a lot of Zelda. I've been trying to get through Twilight Princess since about December.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, so, well, how far are you now?
Oh, man, I'm...
You're going backwards? Didn't you just do Breath of the Wild?
I just did Breath of the Wild, and I thought, you know what? I got a Wii U for Christmas.
Oh, really?
No, I got it for my birthday, actually. So I've had it for a bit. No, Christmas. Yeah, I got it for Christmas. It was on sale for like $200.
Feels like a lot, though.
That does sound like a lot. But yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Go on. Sorry.
Games?
Just go on.
But they have four different Zelda games on the Wii U. They have Breath of the Wild. They have the HD version of Twilight Princess, the HD version of Wind Waker, and then
Skyward Sword.
And then Skyward Sword isn't HD, but it's backwards compatible with the Wii.
Yeah. That's how T was playing it.
Oh,
I was playing on the Wii, yeah.
I see.
Oh, no, you're playing on the Wii, not the Wii U.
Yeah, I was playing on the Wii.
That's right. No, he did.
You can play on either one.
He played the actual Wii.
So I'm happy it's backwards compatible, so I can play all these Zelda games I never got around to playing. Mm. And this is my second time playing Twilight Princess, and I'm not going to lie, I'm having the hardest time getting through it.
It's a hard game. It's not easy.
It's not that it's hard. I'm not enjoying it.
What do you mean?
It's not fun.
What do you mean it's not fun?
The way he runs and walks
is fun.
The way he runs is just kind of off-putting. Like he seems so stiff.
It's because he's right-handed in that version. That's why.
Is he?
Yeah, that's... Well, if you're playing the one where there's motion controls... Like,
no, then they switched it for the HD version.
Because he's
left-handed again. It's still like very awkward and...
I don't know. I never noticed that.
Like, I like the way it looks. The aesthetics are nice. I like the darker tone, but for some reason, I'm just not having fun with this game.
What, like solving the puzzles? You're not having
fun? I had fun with it. I don't even play
it. I had a lot of fun with it. That's why I'm really surprised.
It was like probably like the first actual Zelda game I tried to play. No, that's a lie. I keep forgetting I played
Link to the Past.
That was the first 3D one I played.
Really? Link to the Past?
Yeah. No, I played Link to the Past, but as far as 3D goes, like a 3D environment,
it was the Twilight Princess.
It was Twilight Princess.
It feels very small. I know it's a big game,
but
just feels very what's the word? Linear. Like I don't have a choice in where I go. I can't really explore. I feel
that's because you just came off of
Breath of the Wild. Yeah, shut the fuck up, Will.
Spoiled yourself.
Never mind.
It's like playing Breath of the Wild and going back to the original NES. It's like I don't know. It feels off. Like it feels like you know, like I'm walking in boxes.
Yeah, like come on, fool.
I
obviously,
have two attacks.
It's
like,
gonna be like that. Like it's
everything
different.
Feels smaller and tighter. Like I feel claustrophobic and shit.
Breath of the Wild is the only game like that, dude.
Zelda's like that. The original Zelda's like that, but it is 8-bit. I got to the part and I got really frustrated because I thought it was almost done.
That one keeps going. I know what you're talking about. There's a point where you think it's over and nope, that's like halfway ahead.
Yeah, like, okay,
is it the middle where like what's his name comes to the fucking portal?
It's where you find the mirror of the Twilight and then you get there and it's broken to pieces and I'm just like, fuck! I'm over this!
He said, fuck, it's broken!
And then he's like, go find the shards. I'm like, man... So
you thought you were just going to find it and walk to the portal and we're going to be done with it?
Yeah.
He's looked at the mirror. I saw an image of like you and Link's outfit. And you saw the broken shard and you're like, fuck! I have to do that now. Like, that's like my problem now.
It's terrible. So I've been playing this game since December, right? And I'm barely at this part.
I don't know what that part is, but okay.
I think that's your fault. That speaks more on you than it does on the game. But go on.
I got used to carrying my Switch with me, so I could play Zelda wherever I wanted. Plus, you know, my car takes 20 minutes to warm up, and then... Now I have a working car that doesn't need to warm up, so I have less time to play. But I can't take the Wii U pad with me everywhere, so I can't play the Zelda game, like, whenever I want. And then I picked up my DS the other day, and I turned on Link to the Past.
I felt small.
No, I mean, the screen's tiny, yeah, but I just started it a week ago, and I'm already, like, halfway through the game.
What's a shorter game?
Is it?
Is it shorter, or were you enjoying it more?
I had a lot of fun. I'm not going to lie. Every moment that I had when I was out, when I was on my lunch break, when I was, like, waiting for my next job, I was just on.
Wait,
like,
where are you? What are you playing this on?
My 3DS.
Oh, 3DS, okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, I think that's also, like, the portable experience also speaks on what you're doing, too, because, like, when you have to play at home, it's a different... That probably also makes you feel more linear and more blocked in, you know what I mean? On top of the feel of the game.
You have to be at a certain spot, you know, just to do it.
Every time.
At a certain time, so, like, I can only play when I get home from work at, before bed.
I think that's part of why... I mean, I'm not going to say that, like, it's a better game to Link to the Past, because I think Link to the Past is a better game, period.
It's much better.
I don't know about much better. It's better, though, for sure. It's definitely better, so I agree with you on that. So I think maybe it just translates, like, very well that you're going to a more linear experience. Plus, you're playing the game at home. Like, that's linear experience.
And it's more... I feel like it's a little bit more open world. Like, I can just run around and just check shit out and explore. I feel like I have more to see and more freedom in Link to the Past than I do in Twilight Princess.
Yeah, I can feel that. I can understand that.
I feel like you kind of had to do that, though, in Link to the Past, if I remember correctly, or at least comparing it to NES. Like, you had to look around for your dungeon. Like, you weren't pointed to it. You had to look around, so you were kind of forced to explore different areas.
See, and I kind of didn't like that about Link to the Past, because I get mad, because I get lost, like, inside, like, maybe, I mean, not side quests, because they weren't really side quests, but you know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, I get lost and, like, be straying to a place that's not my dungeon, and I'm like, oh, maybe I'm supposed to go here. And so I fucking spend all this time fighting villains that are, like, doing techniques I'm not supposed to be able to beat yet, because I don't have the weapons for it. But I'm beating them, and like, oh, okay, I'm going to get through here, and then I can't get into the dungeon, because guess what? You're not supposed to fucking be there yet.
Not yet.
Like, I hate that shit. That used to drive me nuts. I don't like that too much. Even though Link to the Past is an amazing game.
It's,
like,
amazing. And tell me this. Let me tell you this. With Twilight Princess, I've had to stop so many times and be like, fuck, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I've had to Google so many things for Twilight Princess, because I kept getting stuck. The entire time I played Link to the Past, I got stuck one time and had to Google what the hell.
Well, that's because you know Link to the Past.
Yeah, that's true. I played
really well. Yeah, no, you just got to use your brain more. Honestly, I'm not insulting you. I'm really not insulting you, because I feel the same way. When I played Twilight Princess, I was like, fuck, why do I have to Google so many things? It's just because, like, you don't have to Google it. It's just you got to fucking sit there and think about it for a second. Like, you're taking back to when you were a kid now. Like, they made the games that much harder. Like, don't Google it. Fucking, like, think about it for a second.
Yeah, like, back in the day, you couldn't Google shit.
Yeah,
like, the only way to get information is to buy the fucking magazine or to ask friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, like, the only way to ever fucking pass shit.
Did you guys ever buy those packets of gum that come with the Nintendo, a trading card?
Or that? You have to buy something,
I love those.
those are dope. I remember that.
Why don't we have simple things like that here?
Because the internet exists.
It doesn't work anymore,
Because the internet exists.
And people don't buy gum like that anymore. You know, like,
they still make Bazooka Joe, because that shit was awesome.
Yeah.
Getting a little comic.
You know what I always wanted to have? The fucking the baseball one. What's it called?
Major League Chew.
Major League Chew, yeah.
Oh, it's, I seen all
someone. Someone
like
just
tobacco.
Had it. Dude,
yeah,
I went to a random.
Just full of this gum in there. It's like,
I went to a random gas station in Malibu and they had that shit. And I almost bought it. And I was like,
yeah, I see it sometimes.
I was like, I'm not going to chew it. I'm not going to.
Yeah, I'm not. It's going to. You're going to chew it for like 5 seconds.
Yeah,
and lose its flavor.
Yeah,
you're
going
to be done. That's like, the one thing I'm afraid of.
Just skip a couple steps and just chew tobacco.
Wow. Kids, don't try this at home. All right, so that was your Unfocused week. Anything else you want to say?
I played some Smash Brothers, and I had the fucking worst losing streak of my life, because I haven't really been playing fighting games. I've just been playing Zelda. And every match I played, I just got so fucking frustrated. I got, like, pissed off. And then I tried playing Dragon Ball FighterZ, and same thing. I haven't played that in months. And I just got destroyed.
We'll break you back in today. Don't worry. We'll get some Smash Brothers.
And I played some Soul Calibur today.
So, what do you think of it? I want to get your opinion.
Soul Calibur?
Based off,
I have a very, like, what's the word? I have, like, these peripherals when I play fighting games. I like playing 2D fighting games.
Mm-hmm.
Street Fighter, Dragon Ball FighterZ, BlazBlue, that kind of stuff. these 3D fighting games are really hard for me to wrap my brain around.
I know what you mean, because I feel the same way about Mortal Kombat. Like, it's a different system. It's kind of hard for me to wrap my brain around how that works. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I can feel you on that. I feel that.
It was the opposite for me, because I started off fighting games playing 3D fighters with Tekken. And then playing Street Fighter, which is really weird to me.
You were going back. Damn, yeah. That's crazy. And then you went to Smash Brothers after Tekken 2, right? And that's a 2D fighter, too.
Yeah, and it was kind of a blend of the two, really, if anything, in a way.
The thing I can't, like, it's still hard for me to accept and understand this, is you can't block mid-attacks ducking. Like, I've been trained my entire life. If you crouch block, you can block low and mid, and you have to stand to block high. But in Soul Calibur, and I guess Tekken, mm-hmm. You can only block low attacks by crouching. You can't block anything else.
You know, it's more challenging. It's a more challenging system. Like, you got to think a little bit more. You can't just block all the time.
In Street Fighter, it's easy. Just low block, you're blocking everything. But in 3D fighters, you really got to think about, like, most people are just always blocking just normally high to block everything. And it's those low ones that always get you off guard. Yeah. But if you go block low all the time, then you're getting hit in the face by mids all the time or overheads.
And honestly, low-key, Street Fighter, there's always a few characters have, like, two moves where they can hit you while you're ducking, like, in their mid-hits. Like, Ryu has this one, like, double punch he would do. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like a double-hit single punch. And if you're ducking, you get hit by that shit. And that's all the way back from Street Fighter 2. Like, there's been a little... It's just more sprinkled now that they're kind of making it a system. Like, if you're ducking, now you get hit by mids. Like, they just made it more of a system.
I don't like that system.
That's logical. That's all I'm going to say. It's way more logical.
I play games for fantasy. And
I mean, they're still flying and swinging blades from back in the day.
Soul charging. Like,
how much fantasy do you need? All right. But let's get in focus week. All right. For me, I'm going to make it real quick. I've been reading Doom Patrol because I got interested. So here's a comic. I bought this. This is actually a friend's birthday present. I'm going to give it to him later today. But I started reading this because I started watching Titans on the DC streaming service. And that show's fucking awesome.
Yeah, last time you talked about it, you're like one episode in.
Yeah, I was only one episode in. Now I'm on episode 6.
Damn.
So I'm pretty into it. They're like 40-minute episodes. They're kind of long, you know?
Okay.
Episode 4 was called Doom Patrol, and you get to meet these fuckers, the Doom Patrol characters.
That's
cool,
okay.
Yeah, and so...
Is it like the same actors that are actually in the actual Doom Patrol show?
Same actors.
That's cool.
Oh, except for the main guy, the leader, the guy in the wheelchair, the old guy who kind of leads them. They changed the actor for him. He's the only one, though. All the other three that they show, they're all there.
That's pretty cool.
The same ones, yeah. So, and it was cool because... You
they
like
did something right finally.
Yeah, dude, DC's killing it with that fucking with the Teen Titans
service?
Show. Like, you know, the streaming service shows are good, man. Like, they, I feel like someone was saying, do you think they asked me earlier this week? Do you think they'll make a Justice League TV show and just kind of like transition everything there? And I'm like,
that'd be cool.
I'm like, I could see it. Like, they can get lower.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay with it because like they're building this universe with Teen Titans. I'm sorry, I call them Teen Titans, but they're just Titans. But it's, you know,
no
same thing.
Teens.
Same thing. You know. But they're building such a really cool universe with this whole thing. I'd be down for them to make a Justice League show, you know, and like kind of build that mythology from there.
Yeah.
You know, Batman's already heavily referenced and, you know, maybe slightly shown in Titans.
Maybe that's what they should do. DC should just conquer TV and let Marvel have movies.
Yeah, because Marvel kind of failed at TV, low-key. Like, you know, DC
kinda
failed at movies, Marvel failed at TV. Like,
I mean, the Netflix stuff is pretty cool, right? But, like, it's not linked to the fucking... I mean,
it's
supposedly
not,
it is.
It's not what we were promised.
Yeah,
you know, it's
exactly.
Not what we were promised.
It's not what we're all hoping for. Mm-hmm. But maybe DC can eat Marvel's money there.
Yeah, that's a good move. But yeah, so it's really good. The Doom Patrol's grabbing. They end the episode with a song called We'll See You Again. So I think they were like hinting that the show was happening even before they announced it, you know? They were kind of trying to put it in people's heads.
That's cool.
Yeah, so... And now Doom Patrol's 4 episodes in on that streaming service, but I'm not going to watch it yet. I'm going to wait till I finish Titans. And then I'm going to watch it. So, because I don't want to wait week by week, you know?
So they do it like that, week by week?
Yeah.
Did they do it for Titans 2?
Yeah, Titans 2. Okay. But luckily, my friend let me use his password when it was already done.
That's
so
cool, yeah.
It worked out well for me. I'm pretty sure that halfway through Doom Patrol, they'll probably introduce someone else, and then we'll get an announcement that that person's going to get a show.
That'd be cool.
I think that that's their... We'll see, but that'd be a cool formula if that's what they're doing.
That's so far the pattern, and see if it continues that way.
Yeah, so far. And, yeah, so for that reason, my friend who let me borrow the streaming service, I bought him this. This is the first book
cool.
of Doom Patrol, written by fucking Grant Morrison, who's one of those super heady comic writers. All his shit becomes classic when it comes out. And it's really deep and really fucked up for a superhero comic. It's very heady. A lot of characters have a lot of psychological problems. Very interesting shit. And it's getting me hyped for the show. And it's explaining to me more what I saw in Titans. Mm. Like, why these characters are so bothered and so fucked up. You right. know? Like, so.
That's cool.
Yeah, so Doom Patrol, I've been reading that.
So
I think
that's helped to read, huh?
Yeah. You know, that, and then I've been heavily studying Soul Calibur. So that's about it for my...
One more thing I forgot to mention. Steve, who's been on the show previously, who's been playing Soul with us, gave me this card game a while back. And I just finally, like, popped it open to give it a try. And it's pretty fun. Me and Carla just played for, like, a good 5 minutes. It's a really quick, easy game. If you ever play Cards Against Humanity, or, like, what's the other one? The Apples to Apple? It's something like that.
I like those games.
Yeah, where you pick random cards, you place them down, and then you compare each other's, like, you know, cards, and then you pretty much argue, you know, which one is better. So, like, for this one, the one on the back... Actually, I'll give you the example that me and Carla had last night, because it was pretty funny. So I drew a couple of cards, and I like Terminator, and so you have a character card. So you choose your character card, and then the other cards you have are like different powers or abilities they have, and then you place that card next to it. And then, so I had Terminator, and I had one that had said 9 foot tall, and like, who can be the 9 foot tall Terminator, right? So I had those as my thing.
Okay.
And then Carla, on her side, she actually had an a cappella group, and her attacking or her ability was supersonic, like, attacks.
Oh,
I'm like, okay, that sounds fucking dangerous.
Yeah, that's dope. I like that.
And then after that, you draw another card to add more abilities to it, and then just add, and then you get to argue, like, okay, why would this win? Why would, over that, or why? And then you just do the argument from there. I couldn't argue mine, though. I was like, 9 foot Terminator against fucking screaming kids. I can't say anything bad about that. I'm gonna get that one to you.
He's weak to that. You know?
But that's kind of the idea behind the game, though.
You should draw 3 random cards right now.
And just to see what we get
just
right
to
see
now, what you get.
just for fun.
Yeah.
All right, so just randomly out of this box, I got this is not even a character. Let's see, let's get this right here. So we have a zombie, and we'll get his ability is whatever this is. Driving the Pope Mobile, a zombie driving the Pope Mobile,
the Pope Mobile.
And then if you were to add like a second ability, let's see what we get. When Sonic Screaming, that's the one the fucking acapella group had last night.
Wouldn't that shatter the Pope Mobile glass?
Possibly. Isn't
it?
And that's how you can start your arguments.
See,
like,
yeah,
your
abilities,
you know, conflict, you know? What can a zombie really do, you know? And then against, you know, whatever else you might pull out from that.
Sonic Screaming.
Zombie driving a Pope Mobile.
I was like, well, you know, cars can't run over zombies. It's always a problem. Like, after a while, the car gets fucked up from running over the zombies.
All those zombies.
Yeah.
True.
God, a Sonic Screaming zombie.
But the game's called Super Fight by Skybound Games, which we actually talked about recently, which I thought was funny. They're the ones behind putting out the physical version of Skullgirls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. They're the ones behind that. Okay.
Yeah, which is fucking crazy
fucking
that they're connected.
I'm fucking down for that. I want a physical copy.
Oh, you didn't hear about that? If you pre-order it from that website, you also get a vinyl with all the soundtrack.
How much is it?
I want that. It's like...
Oh, yeah, we better get on, that. Like, the time limit's almost up.
What
yeah,
version of Skullgirls is it? The latest one?
I'm pretty sure it's the latest version, yeah.
Yeah,
the
second
encore.
That, right?
Yeah, I don't think they're doing any more updates.
There's no third encore?
Well, they're probably just going to make a new game. It's probably going to be Skullgirls 2.
If they make another game.
That'd be cool.
If they make more, yeah.
I don't know. This is like a small group of people that made this game, so I don't think they'll probably get another.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
That was a nice diamond in the rough of a game.
For sure. All right. Anyways, ready?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Okay!
This is the news.
The news.
It's part of the show where we share some news.
Yeah.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, for you, man.
Yeah, so we got Evil announcements last week, right? And then we know that May, like, I just saw the lineup. I didn't really look into it, but I actually watched the video where they announced it. And then they actually gave Melee, what do you call it? Wave off or sound off or whatever. What do you call
get
that?
Yeah, a send off.
A send off. There you go. That's what I was looking for. A send off. They gave him a send off, and it was a video just showing like highlight moments for Melee and all that.
And that's one of the things people were complaining about when it didn't. They're like, they didn't even give it a send off, right?
Yeah. Well, they gave Melee a send off, but other games that were in the lineup before didn't get send offs like that. And on top of that, a lot of Melees, of course, are all butthurt over the whole thing.
Yeah,
as expected.
Common tale.
Yeah, exactly. So like they're all upset over the whole thing. Like they didn't even get a chance or anything like that. And then everyone else was like, you guys shouldn't even be complaining because like, you know, Marvel 2 and Marvel 3 didn't even get like any type of send-off, you know?
True.
And stuff like that. So, and there's a whole drama going on with the Melee community too, with all that. And they're even like considering some of the top Melee players are like, what if we just, you know, had our own tournament, big tournament during that same weekend in SoCal somewhere?
Why?
Like,
how many guys? Yeah. Why, just, bro? Just to be like, petty. Why would you do it? Like,
it's like Bender for Futurama.
Man, see, that's why Evil don't like us, fools. Like, that's why Evil doesn't like us, because of that shit.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that to us, guys.
I know. I don't know. Anyways,
if anyone doesn't know, in the fighting game community, Super Smash Melee fans, specifically Super Smash Melee players, not Brawl, not 4, not Ultimate, Super Smash Melee players get a really bad rap because they're whiny and bitchy.
Yeah, that's why they weren't in the Evil for so long.
Yeah, people didn't want to deal with us because of, you know, our prominent fan base.
And you know what it is, too, is because people that play Melee and they started out, it was all just kids, people in high school is what started it off.
That's
and,
true.
And every other game had, like, you know, people that were more grown up because they were playing, like, Street Fighter 2 back in the early 90s, you know.
Dude.
So they've grown up.
Even we got good at Melee from high school.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, so that community was just kids back in the day. That's why, and then finally they matured enough. This is my whole thought process, is that they finally grew up, got mature, and I think by that time, you know, the whole beef from, you know, when they were younger kind of cooled down, and that's how we got back into, or got into Evil in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what happened. But but surprisingly, kids are discovering Melee and getting good at it, and so there's a whole new generation of kids, again, in Melee.
Yeah,
and now it's kind of a mix of...
It's because the culture passed down, huh?
Like, yeah.
Oh, like, play it after you get out of school. Like, let's all meet up after school and play Melee or some shit like
happened,
that.
Yeah, but there's definitely a whole new generation of Melee players. Also, someone was pointing out that there's even, like, a computer-wide version, like an emulated version that actually where you can specifically have attacks and like it can show you like how to do an attack, or you can like just control it in a way to get more precise with your certain attacks.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have shit like that back in the day. We just had the game straight up and we had to learn how to do these things. Nowadays, they can like set the game up so they can practice those very technical things, you know, like the wave dashing or the L canceling and just a little minute little things that we can never, like, we knew it was there. We just couldn't control it.
We just had to grind.
Yeah, exactly.
Kids, man.
Yeah, so that's another thing that these kids have gotten and it has been spoiled over. Anyways.
Right.
Aside from all that, other things for Evil really quick, too. There's also an Evil community championship. So you know how they had side tournaments? Well, they decided to go ahead and put a little more effort into the side tournaments, the organization as a whole. And now they call it the Evil community championships. So if anyone is interested in getting their game or their community into that, you can go sign up for Evil now and get that in there. I wonder if Melee is going to go do that. You can also sign up for judging. Artist Alley, so if you want a booth in an Artist Alley, you can go sign up for that now, too. You can pretty much sign up for everything right now. Just go to the website and do all that. And, of course, overall, you can sign up and register for Evil in general, too, so, and your games and all that. So, yeah, that's all I want to say about that. Just catch you guys up on that.
All right.
Have you heard the lineup, Will?
What is the lineup?
Just real quick. So it's Injustice, or not, sorry.
By the way, everyone, this is the Fighting Game World Tournament Evolution Evo.
Mm-hmm. And it takes place in Las Vegas.
And AJ's going to just tell us what games were selected. Go on.
So Mortal Kombat 11.
Whoa.
Tekken 7 and Soul Calibur 6. Street Fighter 5, of course.
Still hanging in there, huh?
Smash Brothers Ultimate. What am I missing, T?
Dragon Ball Fighters. Oh,
thank
it
you.
Made it.
You knew it was going to make it.
There's three
Soul?
More.
You already said Soul? You already said Tekken?
I already said those.
Street Fighter?
Yeah.
Fuck,
should I just...
Guilty Gear, Tag.
Blast Blue Tag.
Sorry, Blast Blue Tag.
Cross Tag Battle.
I'm not a fan of that game.
Me either, but everyone
what is
likes it.
Unbirth something? What is that called? Unbirth something? Something Unbirth?
I don't remember.
EX
but, yeah.
something? Oh, I'll pull it up right now. And then the other one is Samurai Showdown.
There's a new Samurai Showdown?
Yeah, it's called Samurai Spirits.
Samurai Spirit. I also see Samurai Showdown. I'm wondering Samurai Spirit as a Japanese name.
Is it out yet?
And Showdown
oh,
is
you know
us,
it,
or maybe
AJ?
They're just getting it wrong.
AJ, I think that's what it was. I think Samurai Spirits is what it's called in Japan, and I think Samurai Showdown is what it's called in America.
Possible, because I've seen Spirits, but then I'm also seeing Showdown on the fucking websites and
is
shit
it out
like that.
Yet?
Yeah.
No, it comes out this summer.
I'm fucking pre-ordering.
And actually, the trailer we saw was debuted at the Evo like announcement for the lineup and all that. which that was pretty crazy.
Yeah. How come we never play Samurai Showdown?
Under Night in Birth. That's the game I was talking about.
I think I have that game.
You might. I feel like it's a game you played before.
I think it's on my
Steam. It's like Melty Blood looking.
Yeah, I think it's on my Steam.
Well, that's going to be the other game. So that's your lineup in case anyone missed it last week, and I know Will missed it. Anyways.
All right, so in other news. Apparently, DC is very comfortable and proud of Shazam because they've released their embargo for Shazam the movie. I mean, people can talk about it. People that have seen it can talk about their reviews and what they think about it.
Cool.
As long as without spoilers, obviously. But, you know, usually embargoes for big movies like, you know, Captain Marvel, for example, Shazam.
Yeah.
These embargoes get released like 2 weeks before because they don't want to tell too much. You know, they don't want to fucking, you know, over-talk the movie or under-talk the movie or anything. But apparently DC is very comfortable with this. And the movie's not coming out to April 5th, and the embargo's already released.
That's crazy. That's a whole...
That's a more almost a month.
I wonder if they're trying to fuck with Captain Marvel and...
And, you know, he's also Captain Marvel. You know, he's also Captain Marvel, right?
Oh, true.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, so maybe that is why. But either way, people are saying they really, really like it.
Cool.
Yeah, people are talking about how... it's very fun. It's a crazy emotional ride. Nonsense, the crazy antics, fun, comedy, action. It says it has the whole thing. Like, all the reviews are across the board. No one has said anything bad about it yet.
Wow,
so
that's great. The trailers look good. Yeah,
trailers do look good.
How did Captain Marvel do, or Miss Marvel?
It did pretty good. It did better than those fucking first, like, you know how they put out some fake reviews before some initial reviews? Did you hear about that? How it was like 23% on Rotten Tomatoes or some stupid
Whoa.
Shit? No, it came out 83%, bro. People were fucking haters. Sexist haters,
sexist
bro.
Haters.
That's what I think.
I don't get it.
Did Wonder Woman have to go through the same shit? Because I remember that movie was really good.
A little bit, but not as bad as Captain Marvel.
She was more praised when it came out. Everyone was just more scared that it was a DC movie. Mm. But when it came out, everyone was like, oh, it was good.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
this
one
got the opposite thing. This is more like, oh, this is going to be lame.
And before it even came out?
Before it even came out.
Yeah, they got a little bit of that from Wonder Woman, too, but not as bad as Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel got a lot.
I think Wonder Woman got it because it was DC and it was part of that universe. That's the only reason why I think it got it.
And they're like, oh, shit, this shit's actually good.
Yeah, exactly.
What a surprise, motherfucker. You know? So, yeah, I thought that was really interesting to hear. So apparently
surprise,
it's good.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Yep. And, since we're talking about DC stuff, I'm just going to continue real quick, if you don't mind, AJ.
Okay.
All right, so today there were shareholder talks about DC movies and the future of the DC universe, you know, as far as the movies and TV shows go.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, there was a lot of talk of Suicide Squad.
A lot, huh?
Apparently, it's going to be taken over by James Gunn. We already know that.
Oh, yeah, we did know that.
Super stoked for that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, the roster has changed for Suicide Squad as well, according to James Gunn. And Will Smith is out.
Peace.
As Deadshot. No one's really that mad about that. But I kind of wanted them to let Deadshot go all together and just pick a brand new cast. But apparently, Deadshot is still in this movie, and Idris Elba is going to be playing Deadshot. And that's Heimdall, the guy who was Thor's buddy in... He's also from
Pacific Rim.
He's from.
I said earlier, he's from The Office.
Yeah, and so Idris Elba will now be taking Will Smith's spot as Deadshot. But they also released the whole list of characters that will be used in this movie. There's going to be Ratcatcher, who they admitted will be a gender swap character because before it was a guy, and this time it will be a girl. So Ratcatcher, King Shark, which a lot of people are pretty hyped about. King Shark.
Wait, bring it back. Ratcatcher.
Yeah.
So she's
a Batman
cat.
Villain. It's a Batman villain. No, she's not a cat, no.
Okay.
No, but that's really her name, Ratcatcher. That's her name, yeah?
But then her outfit should be like a cat, though, and then it's just Catwoman.
You would think so. King Shark, who is a Flash villain, he will be in it. Polka Dot Man, who is a legendary...
DC is not that creative with their...
No, actually, this character is creative, because...
not his name, though.
No, not his name. He's an old school DC villain, right? And his thing was, he has these fucking dots all over him, and when he focuses his energy, these dots become things, like fucking balls of fire, and like they become different things. But he even thinks his power is stupid. Like, they make meta jokes about it all the time. So I think that's part of like why this movie's going to work. He's going to be like, yeah, I got this fucking power. Don't call me Polka Dot Man. Like, I can see that being a thing. Like, you know, like they call him Polka Dot Man or something.
That's funny.
Peacemaker, who's a crazy-ass fucking Punisher-style gunman guy. He's actually a villain that considers himself a hero, and he loves peace so much that he's willing to kill for it.
Damn.
Peacemaker.
Punisher.
Yeah, he's in there too. He's trying to save the world, trying to make it a better place. King Shark. And then, yeah, I think I mentioned everyone. Oh, and then they definitely said Harley Quinn will be in the movie, but at a much more limited capacity than she was in the first movie.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm sure no one's going to mind. I liked her a lot, but we don't need her to be everywhere because she's already in Birds of Prey.
What about Supervolt?
He's a good guy. He doesn't need to be on Suicide Squad.
Oh, true. My bad. Uh-huh.
Come on, man. You try to say he's a bad guy just because he's black? but yeah, so that was announced. Suicide Squad will be coming. We don't have a date yet, but they said it is in the works, and Idris Elba is replacing Will Smith as Deadshot.
Replaced.
We also do know that David Bautista will be one of these characters. Whoa. We don't know which one. My money's on King Shark, but a lot of people think that he's going to be Peacemaker.
I've never heard of King Shark before. Does he look like a street shark?
Yes.
Oh shit!
So that's so cool. Yeah,
he looks like a giant, buffed out, mean shark. He's one of Flash's enemies.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So. I miss street sharks. I gotta find that.
They
somewhere.
Bite. They fight. You know, they got serious might, man. Anyway,
I don't even know this fucking song for that. I blew my mind right now.
AJ,
are him and Killer Croc pretty cool?
Oh shit! I don't know, but I know they're basically leaving out the old Suicide Squad. So
they're getting rid of everybody, pretty much.
They might say they're all dead or they're all locked up again, and they're just gonna go with different villains and give them a shot.
Damn,
AJ.
So I'm pretty sure we all know what's his name? Sakurai is.
Never heard of him. No. Nintendo. Yeah, go on.
He's the main director behind Super Smash Brothers, creator and all that, right? He told us, or he told some website or magazine something, that he was actually, like, on IV drips while working. So he was sick with
Damn.
Fucking needle in his arm, fucking working on games and shit, but probably Smash. He didn't really quite go out and admit it in his talks here, but that's how dedicated he was.
That's probably why
shit.
That meme came out. I said, all right, now don't ask me for anything else. Remember
yeah,
that meme
right.
got born?
Yeah, because he was so, like, if you watch the freaking trailers for all that, the preview when they were doing all that, he looked so pissed off, like, talking to us. It's like, don't ask me for shit, you know? It's like, fuck, okay. But, like, that's the reason why. But at the same time, I'm thinking, like, dude, like, you didn't have to go out that far. Like, you can't be listening to all these fucking kids out there talking shit.
Fuck them.
And then fucking dying over the
game.
He needs
to incorporate my rule.
Like, calm down, dude. I mean, jeez. Anyways, he was also saying, too, like he didn't have to do that. Like, that's something that he just wanted to do. Like, he's not on contract. He's actually a freelancer.
What?
For Nintendo.
Wow,
like yeah.
He's not even like straight up corporate Nintendo. He's a freelancer.
He's like he can literally just be there like once a week, and they're not really going to say anything as long as the game gets done.
Wow,
but he was like there every day, fucking getting IV drips, needle in his arm, yeah, just to fucking complete the task. Also,
that's very Japanese of him.
He was sick too. Like he said, he had ate something and he got sick off of like shellfish or something like that. And he's like, I didn't even eat that. Like I'm not even sure how I got sick from that. Like I didn't even eat it. He's like, I don't know how that happened. No, that was weird. So he's
cross contamination.
Something.
I work at a restaurant. It happens all the time.
Okay.
Not all the time, but you know, it does happen.
But yeah, I mean, I just thought that was an interesting story to bring up how dedicated he was and that he was fucking just bleeding over this game for us. So enjoy your ultimate.
You better.
Stop bitching.
All right. Respect. All right. In other news, I'm going to mention... Oh, yeah. So apparently there's going to be a Jay and Silent Bob reboot by Kevin Smith.
I'm waiting for a sequel.
Yeah, no, reboot. We're getting a reboot. They're starting it over. Apparently the same guys are involved, though. So, I mean, it may be a straight up like reboot with the same people.
Oh, I'm down.
But something funny, Kevin Smith had recently took to Twitter to put out a new a picture of who he's working with it. And he said, I just got done shooting a scene with these guys for the movie.
Method Man and Redman?
Method Man and Redman. And so I misread it. When I first read this, I thought I read that Method Man and Redman were going to be playing Jay and Silent Bob.
I thought you were going to say it right now.
Dude, I was like, what the fuck? But no. They just appear in the movie. Like, they have a scene where they appear and, like, you know, interact with Jay and Silent Bob, I guess.
I've never seen Jay and Silent Bob, but I think that would be cool if they
What?
Jay
you never
Silent
seen
Bob.
Dogma?
No.
Okay.
Clerks?
I've seen Clerks.
Okay, you've seen Clerks?
Wait, did I see Clerks?
Degrassi?
No.
What's Degrassi?
Drake?
It's like this show on, like, I don't know. Like,
what does that have to do with Clerks?
Jay and Silent Bob were on Degrassi.
Stop it. Are you serious?
That's where Drake came from.
Yeah, that's where Drake came from. I know about that.
Jimmy.
What? They show up in that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that shit.
That's I know that shit. Cool. You heard it here first.
All right.
Maybe.
But yeah, Mallrats, Clerks, never Dogma. Mallrats.
Nope, nope. Clerks. What's Clerks again? That sounds
Jay
familiar.
Jay and Silent Bob is Clerks. No, like, that's where
that,
they came from.
Isn't that like a Dane Cook movie or some shit?
No. No. It's a Kevin Smith movie.
It's a Kevin Smith movie, yeah. With Jay and Silent.
Maybe
anyway,
they're more like side characters.
I think, I'm thinking, what's that Dane Cook movie? That
and there's Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Oh, Waiting, I think is what I'm thinking about.
Oh, and that's not Dane Cook. That's Ryan Reynolds.
True.
Anyway.
You're confusing your
white
guys.
What's the Dane Cook one?
I know you're talking about the one where
he worked
at the market.
Oh, the one like at Costco or some
yeah,
shit like that?
Yeah, he worked at Costco yeah, or the yeah. Target or something.
What was that one called?
I don't remember.
That's what I was thinking of.
Anyway, so Method and Red do show up in apparently the new Jay and Silent Bob reboot that's coming out next year, I believe.
Okay.
I just find it interesting that they were there. I thought they were. I originally made this news because I thought they were playing Jay and Silent Bob, and that would have been fucking hilarious.
That would have been interesting. Watched that movie for sure.
Anyway, yeah, so keep an eye out for more news about Jay and Silent Bob's new movie.
All right.
Will, you got something you want to bring up?
Actually, I want to save his segment so after, after the break.
Okay.
Because I don't want him to just go all out after the break. So unless you want to do it before the break.
I get a whole segment. I'm so excited.
Anyway, should I move on?
Go for it.
All right. And then maybe we should give him his thing, and then we'll take our break. How's that?
Sounds good. Sounds all right. Good. Do it.
So, all right, I guess we're going to talk about this now. So we have possibly our official picture for the Sonic the Hedgehog.
Shit's frustrating.
Supposedly this is what it's going to look like. He looks very cartoonish.
Very kiddy.
I'm actually more happy that he looks like this than what people came up with as concept designs. But I'm still not completely 100% happy with this.
You know what? It's funny because someone had put up... A fan art about how they would have done Sonic,
mm-hmm.
and he literally looks exactly the same. They just gave him the eyes from the old one, like the eyes from the video game from Sonic Adventure.
Okay,
and then he looks fucking perfect.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You should Google it, like fan
like
Sonic,
the connected eye, or
yeah, those connected round, like super long, yeah. like long eyes.
Right.
They just all they did was replace that with those, and he looked fucking perfect.
Do you think it's just the eyes that just make it weird?
Yeah, I really do. After seeing that, I was like, dude, the eyes look fucking super kitty and fucking so cute that it's creepy.
His body looks kind of weird, actually.
His what?
His whole body looks kind of funky.
I could get away with it. I don't care about the body.
We're not seeing the legs here, so we're not sure what the legs look like.
God.
Also, he has those trademark shoes that they're not even using. And the thing that makes Sonic stand out, too, is that like he wears these gloves, so he had this fatness around his wrist and also around his ankles for his socks that are part of
his
shoes.
He's got big hands and big feet.
He doesn't have that. He has I don't know why he has white furred fucking hands.
I didn't even realize that. They're not gloves.
No, they're fur. That's why that throws me off.
I didn't think about that. That's
like
true.
I can get past the eyes if they can like at least match the hands or at least the shoes. But no, they're giving him Nikes, supposedly. So
what?
He's wearing
some
marble-looking shoes that are Nikes?
Nikes,
yeah.
Nah, fuck
which
that,
I think they're doing that just to get some money from Nike.
Yeah, they're trying to sell that shit.
Yeah.
I thought that's what's going on there. Also, though, this design that we got here is from the Hamagamig/Carol Inc. It's a marketing firm based in Hollywood. And that this is supposedly what they're given, and it kind of got leaked from there. And if you go to the website now, it's gone because they got it off the website.
Yeah, but they did.
Yeah, and then also there's supposedly South by Southwest is going on this weekend, I believe. So on March 12th, which should be like in 5 days, we might get some official word about what he's actually going to look like from like Sega and stuff at that event. So look out for that next week. I guess we'll have more news for it. Reasons like OMG, man. So I know the picture of Sonic.
It's weird,
here.
Man.
It's weird.
How far in development is the movie? Like, is there a release date for it already?
Oh, never mind. He's talking about something else. Dragon Ball Heroes is so sick. It's getting so good.
No, he's talking about Super Dragon Ball Heroes reason. That's what you're talking about. It's not Dragon Ball Heroes. Super Dragon Ball Heroes. Yeah, episode 9 was out, I think. And I heard it's epic with Goku becoming a priest.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What is this? What's going on now?
It doesn't matter. You don't even want to play fighter, bro. You stay out of this. You stay out of this.
Anyway, that's Sonic's design, supposedly. I guess we'll get more official word from it soon. Oh, look, here's something else.
Oh, hell no.
Look at his feet. Look at his shoes. Like,
no.
It doesn't look right.
They look like those stupid jogging shoes that people wear. I don't like that, dude. No. I'm not watching this movie.
Creepy,
like this pose right here, where he's like looking at the screen, pointing at you. That looks okay. I'm okay with that.
I feel like he should look more smartassy though,
because I can't see his feet or his hands so well. That's why I'm okay with this fucking shot right here.
He should look more smartassy to me.
A little bit.
Anyway, all right. Talk to us about some toys, bro.
For sure.
You're our toy guru. I know there's like that toy con that just happened a couple weeks ago or something, right?
It was a toy fair.
Toy fair, yeah.
In New York, not a few weeks ago. There was tons of stuff they revealed, but I'm just going to cover like two or three things, honestly, not too much.
All right. What's this first picture I have here? Is this one of them?
That is one of them. Is
that a Ghostbuster Transformer?
It is. It's the Ecto-1. It's a crossover between Transformers and the Ghostbusters car.
New or old?
This is new.
It has the old packaging, though.
Yeah, it's the original,
which looks cool.
Generation 1 packaging from like 1984, 85. And, it turns into a fucking robot. It's amazing.
That's cool. Does he turn into a Ghostbuster, though?
He turns into a Ghostbuster.
That's
awesome. There is an image I sent you of what it looks like when it transforms.
Okay, I gotta see
and
that.
And he comes with a Slimer.
Yeah, I saw that right there,
damn,
too.
You saw
cool.
The little Slimer?
Ghostbuster makes me feel good,
There's actually a tie-in comic book that's out.
Yeah, I told Mondo that the other day, because he was talking about Ghostbuster, and I say, busting makes me feel good, and he's like, that's dirty.
It does sound dirty. So the comic book that's coming out, or I think came out already, the Ghostbusters fight Starscream's ghosts. Because, you know, Starscream is dead at the end of G1.
The fuck?
They fight Starscream's ghosts?
Yes.
What?
So that's what it looks like when it transforms.
That's cool.
Now, I'm not entirely happy with what it looks like, but I'm happy that it exists.
Yeah,
it looks kind of plain.
It does look kind of... Like, it has the right colors. Like, it has the uniform, like the jumpsuit wear. The gun is like the proton pack thing. Yeah,
you got a backpack on them too. Look, a big ass pack in the back.
Big pack. I'm not a fan of the shoulders. How the hood turns into the shoulders like that. That's too
bulky
for me.
It is.
But I pre-ordered two of them already.
Just complained about it, I pre-ordered two.
I've been dreaming of this since I was a kid.
No way. I never even thought of this.
Really?
No.
Me either.
Transformers was my favorite cartoon when I got to middle school, but Ghostbusters was my favorite cartoon as a child.
Right.
So you're like, damn, that'd be dope if they met.
Yeah. I mean, Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters, they have like their own crossover action figures. Did you see those ugly things?
I've seen those. Yeah, they were kind of ugly. Yeah.
They're kind of fun. And they kind of assigned the wrong turtle to the wrong Ghostbuster. Like, Donatello and Egon, that's an easy one for sure.
Yeah, right? And he wasn't, right?
No, he was.
Oh, he was. Okay.
But they made Raphael into Winston Zeddemore, and that just didn't click.
Isn't Winston more the leader one?
Winston is the black guy, and then Venkman.
Okay, that makes sense.
Venkman is the smartass, so I thought Raphael might be better as Venkman, the smartass.
You can't have two smartasses together; they just be mad all the time.
But then Michelangelo could be I can't remember his name. The party animal, yeah. The
Slimer. I was kidding. I forgot their names too. I know what you're talking about though.
Winston, Egon,
Winston, Venkman.
Winston is the one I'm thinking of. Oh my god, I don't even know their names.
Yes, I know. Anyway, so this is available on pre-order at the Hasbro Toy Shop, which is, well, they changed their name. They're called the Hasbro Pulse now, instead of the Hasbro Toy Shop.
Watch
and
out.
It's also pre-orderable at GameStop, surprisingly.
Oh, wow.
So I went there and I got...
I feel like
we talked about this.
GameStop is trying to do now.
They
so
are.
They toys and...
They have tons of stuff.
Shirts now. They got Scott Pilgrim shirts and shit, like video game shirts.
Yeah. Oh, I have a question for you, Will. So now that Toys R Us is gone, they used to get all these exclusives and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where does that all go now?
It's going to Target and GameStop mostly.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought. GameStop was like taking that up.
Toys R Us used to have a bunch of NECA stuff. All that NECA stuff moved to Target. And now a lot of exclusives are moving to GameStop as well.
Mm.
Like the NECA Ninja Turtles, the movie ones, those were only available at GameStop. You had to pre-order them.
Isn't not Target getting them now?
Target is getting their own exclusive Ninja Turtles.
Oh, it's these, right?
Yeah. That's the next piece of news I have. These are the animated Ninja Turtles.
From the old school.
From the old school cartoon, the 80s cartoon. And they were only available as Comic-Con exclusives. They had these, and then they had the video game versions. Where it was the same figures, but they just had, digitized, pixel art on them.
Yeah.
But you can only get them at Comic-Con. But now they're being made available through Target.
Those pixely ones, isn't that based off the arcade game?
Which one?
The pixely one is based off the arcade game.
Turtles in Time, right?
Yeah.
Not in Time, before that.
The arcade game itself. Yeah,
the original
so
arcade.
Those are also Comic-Con exclusives.
Yeah.
So now you can... Now, Target's getting them, but they re-release them as a two-pack instead of an eight-pack. Before you get, like, the all four turtles and some of the bad guys.
Yeah.
But these are going to be two packs where you get... they're going to be packaged... Leonardo's going to be packaged with Shredder. Donatello's going to be packaged with Krang. And Raphael and Michelangelo are each going to be packaged with...
The Foot Soldier.
Foot Soldier, yeah. And these are going to be $50 each.
And I'm wondering if they're going to do Bebop and Rocksteady, like that, packaged together.
I'm surprised it wasn't Michelangelo and Raph for Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was hoping for. I'm like, what are you gonna, like, what about Bebop? Like, what are they going to package them together? Or maybe each with the Foot Soldier?
I think they're going to package them later. There's actually prototype shots of Bebop and Rocksteady.
Oh, that's cool.
And NECA's working on them right now, so I think those will come out later as their own
together. Huh?
Yeah. $50 is kind of pricey, but I mean,
neutrinos for one figure
for the two pack.
For the two pack,
each
right?
Two pack,
oh yeah, for the one box.
Hashtag save the neutrinos.
So altogether, if you want the entire, if you want all four turtles, it's going to cost you $200.
Damn.
Which
yeah.
I am going to fucking do. And then the Transformer Ghostbuster Ecto-1 car, that's also $50. Although I'm not sure what the size is of that. I'm really interested in how tall that's going to be. If it's going to be like a leader class scale, a Voyager class scale, or a deluxe scale. Because $50 right. is a lot of money. Even the leader classes are only about $45.
Yeah, it looks like it might be... What's that lower one?
Voyager?
Yeah. Voyager, is it?
It looks like a Voyager.
It doesn't look like a leader at all.
It does not look like that. I think it's a Voyager. An overpriced Voyager, but I guess they're paying extra for the license.
All right, what else you got?
Transformer TFCon.
Okay, so is this the last one?
That's the last one. March 15th and 17th. It's going to happen next weekend. It's a G1 reunion. They're going to have a ton of the original voice actors from the Generation 1 cartoon, 1984, and a lot of the writers, too. I didn't see Peter Cullen's name, unfortunately, so no Optimus.
Which is, not Optimus, okay.
Optimus, yeah. And then, but a bunch of the other voice actors are going to be there for sure. And that's going to be on Saturday on the 16th. And then, plus, they're selling tons of Transformers stuff, which I'm super stoked for. I requested the day off, but I didn't get it, so I'm going to go Sunday. So I won't get to meet the voice actors, but I'm going to spend a lot of money.
It's going to be out here in Burbank too.
Yeah, for all you Californians.
That's cool.
It's super close.
Wasn't it BotCon? What is this? TransformerCon?
TFCon?
Is that different from BotCon?
Yes, this is replacing BotCon.
Oh, okay.
Because
they moved out of the Pasadena Convention Center then, right?
I think so. Yeah, BotCon, the people that host BotCon, they lost the rights to do it.
Oh, okay.
Because it was a contract, so now BotCon is over. Now they're doing TFCon, which sucks because I really like BotCon. BotCon always had amazing exclusives that you couldn't get anywhere else. Like, you go to their convention, they have Transformers you couldn't find anywhere else. And they also did a lot of, like, Beast War figures that you couldn't get anywhere else, which
was
awesome. Like,
yeah, I like Beast Wars.
Oh, that's my favorite one right there. And that's all I got for the news. All
right, cool. Thank you. I feel like I know what's going on again.
There you go.
All right, what do you think about the Ninja Turtles? Are you going to try to pick those up?
I would like to, but it sounds too expensive. Like, I'm like, even though I like collecting figures and stuff, I don't get that invested into them. So that's the one thing that's keeping me out. It's been like $200 for all of them. Like, I don't know if I want to do
that. That's painful, right?
Yeah, it is. So I'm not that hardcore into it. But if I can, if I end up getting, like, I don't know, some type of weird bonus out of a sudden, then yeah, maybe I will.
I don't think those are going to go.
But I have
points.
Other things I'd rather spend my money on.
I'm sorry. For me, it's my life. Like,
I'd rather have money to get a server. That's what I want to build. That's my next thing that I want to do. Yeah, aside from, like, car shit, too. But anyways. All right. Moving on.
Yeah, music of the week.
To music of the week.
Let's all
right.
Do it.
I should have been ready for this shit. How do I do this? Like this?
Yep.
Music power.
All right, guys. Music of the week.
It's part of the show where we share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to. Was there something else that I skipped?
I forgot about that one.
What was it?
The Gamer Gremlins.
We'll talk about it when we come back.
All right, that sounds good. Right. I like that.
AJ?
All right, so my track this week, something I just randomly found on YouTube, and it was called Mumble Rap versus Lyricist. This is a Vin J song. I never heard of this dude ever before. The first time I heard it, I'm like, this might sound cool. Is it like an actual mumble rapper and a lyricist, like, you know,
battling?
Yeah, like an actual track. And no, it was actually one rapper doing both sides, and it was pretty good. I liked it. And also, it uses a familiar beat that if you're ever like on TikTok, you'll hear this a lot. I don't know, that's all I'm gonna say. Anyways, that's my track this week. All
right. And mine's an old school one, Slum Village, The Hustle, featuring Busta Rhymes.
Oh, shit. I don't think I've heard that before. All right. But, yeah, that's our tracks. And we'll take in this quick music break
as we play
these tracks for you. Unless you have something.
I got nothing.
Yeah, nothing? Yeah, that's what I kind of figured.
Useless. All
right. Shit. We'll be back.
Yeah. know that I'm running the game, yeah. Purple is all in my veins, yeah. Copping a couple of chains, whoa. Throw it, I'm making it rain. Yo, how come everybody in the game wanna rap like you with the played out flow? I've been in the back killing every damn track, and the rhymes all whack. How the fuck y'all blow? Well, this shit is all that I know, rapping about bitches and clothes, yeah. Getting unlimited hoes, whoa. All of my diamonds are now froze. You rap with venom and then you pack the rhythm, and every track will hit them and you blow. But you whack a little bit, don't stack the syllables, you have to hit them with new flows. Like, nah, homie, I'm in it for cash, just wanna get me a bag, yeah, yeah. Tell them I whip in the jack, and I be popping in bags. Like, nah, everybody rap like that, everybody wanna make a track like that. Everybody else in the game sound the goddamn same, and you all kill a rap like that. Like, where the wordplay and the metaphors at? What y'all make, I can never call rap. Big L, big pun, I'ma get them all back, and you mumbling motherfuckers, the better fall back. Nah, homie, it's not gonna change, clearly we running the game. Talking about women and change, dropping this shit that be numbing your brain, it's fucking insane. And they love it, we ain't gotta rap in nothing. Long as 808's a bump in this end of fucking discussion. Yeah, maybe right now, but it's not gonna last. Y'all better make room for the profit to rap.
Hustle, 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 hustle. Everybody get down, hustle, 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 hustle.
Came to shit here by the bitch. Yeah, I gotta hustle just to get rich. Now I gotta hustle just to get rich. Now I gotta hustle dust, mother love, taking the front seat. Worldwide in your face, people my mate. Picture me hustling on the front street. In the back of the pool, you became a freak. Let's go, you hustle. When you're down to your last, and you hustle to make some cash fast. Ain't nobody holding you back, you're hustling like you're smoking the crack. Ain't nobody hustling to get on the blow. Everybody hustling to get up some dough. A hustle is a hustle when you're hustling for the ball. Hustle, 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 hustle. Everybody come on, hustle, 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 hustle,
hustle, hustle. It was FB, my man Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, we getting the money, and we doing our thing. And we whipping the fly shit, making the swing. Yeah, we living it up, you know we living it up. Yeah, we living it up, you know we living it up. Yeah, we getting the money, and we doing our thing. And we whipping the fly shit, making the swing. Yeah, we living it up, you know we living it up. Yeah, we living it up, you know we living it up. Yeah, we getting the money, and we doing our thing. And we whipping the fly shit, making the swing. Yeah, we living it up, you know we living it up. Yeah, we living it up.
Hello, Nene.
What the fuck? That scared me.
Yeah, I have a little skit at the end, you know?
We're back.
You know, the 90s.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was our musics for this week. Enjoy. My track again was, oh, fuck, what was his name? Vin J?
Val J?
Val, no, it was Vin. No, fuck, I don't even know.
I'll tell you, I shazammed it.
Vin, yeah, Vin J.
Vin J.
Mumble Rappers versus Lyricists.
And my song was The Hustle by Slum Village.
And that was our music of the week.
Before we go back into the news, Will wanted to clarify something about the last news. Was there something?
Oh, no, there's one other thing he wanted to talk about.
Totally forgot about it. Okay. So speaking of GameStop exclusives.
Turn your mic on.
It's not on.
That would help.
No, it's not on. Okay, that. Usually it does.
Is that better?
A little bit.
Yeah,
okay.
I can hear you now.
Yeah.
So, going back a couple steps. Speaking of GameStop exclusives, they actually have an exclusive NECA Gremlin coming out. It's called the Gamer Gremlin. Now, this Gremlin has already been released previously. But this version comes with new accessories that the old one did. The old one came with, like, a mug of beer and some popcorn bags and a candy bar. This new version of the same Gremlin comes with 3D glasses, a thing of soda, a cup of soda, a copy of Gremlins on Nintendo.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right there.
A little cap with a little spinner thing on it.
Yeah.
An arcade cabinet, a small, like, tabletop, and a joystick. If you see his hand, he has got a little joystick. Which is why
he does.
I have this Gremlin already, the previous version.
Was it also NECA?
Also NECA. It's all NECA. Mm. I have that Gremlin already, but the previous version with the popcorn and the beer. And then I have Mohawk, and he comes with a chainsaw. So I pre-ordered this one just so I can have, like, it's the same Gremlin, just new accessories.
Right.
I still pre-ordered it, though. Just to have two Gremlins. And plus, I would love to have a joystick, just to have a joystick.
You know what? I want a 3D printer. Mm-hmm. Just so I can make, like, little accessories like this.
Little tiny things like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love little things like this for my action figures, for dioramas and displays like that.
Yeah, and me and Carla were like putting together a list, like reasons why we like ways to like legitimize why it's okay to buy a 3D printer because they're fucking expensive, and we're making a list of things we can do with it.
How much they cost?
They're like $500, $600.
God damn, they're that much.
The lowest probably like $200 or $300 maybe, but like I wouldn't want to get a low end one because
you might as well just go all the way.
Yeah, might as well go like it's somewhere in the middle at least, you know. But they go all the way to like $2,000. Yeah. Shit. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that I know there's like different technical things like the how big the plate is that you can print something on. Mm-hmm. That's a factor. How fine detail you can get into 3D printing. Like some are just basic, but some can get really fine details.
You need some like
color changing options, I'm sure, is a thing too. Stuff like that. So, and so those are all things to consider. I'm pretty sure. I haven't done enough research, but that's what I get from it so far, though. But anyways,
I can give you a huge list of things I want to make on a 3D printer. I can help you out with your list. I think it's a copy of Gremlins on Nintendo, or it could be a VHS copy of Gremlins.
It looks NES-like, like that old school gray border run type. Like some games are like that, or that they're like mostly gray of the border. Yeah,
I love these accessories. This Gremlin itself is actually it's on pre-order right now. It's coming out at the end of March. And it's a great figure. It's not to scale with other NECA figures, unfortunately. Mm. Like, it's too big to, like, stand next to Michael Myers or Ash from Evil Dead.
Right.
But the figure itself is fantastic. The only gripe I have with it is that the ears are posable, but the paint chips around where it moves.
That sucks.
So, yeah, that's why I don't even move the ears on them. That's, like, my only gripe. NECA makes good products. Like, their stuff looks great, but it chips easy, and
this new one they're coming up, is going to fix that by any chance, do you know? Or is it just rehashing the same
thing? They're just rehashing the same thing. If you want to see what the old one came out, it's that one right there. That's what the original came out with.
That's crazy.
And mine is holding that mug of beer. Like, it's the only accessory he has in his hand. And he's, like, just pointing at it like this, smiling, like, beer.
I ain't mad at him, man.
Yeah, all right,
that's the last one I have right there.
All right, let's go back into our hardcore stuff.
Hardcore stuff.
I don't know. I think it was something flashy to say. All right.
All right. Do you want to start or should I start?
You can start.
Okay, so Turok for 64 is going to be re-released on the Switch.
Ooh.
You know, I think they're going to be updating the graphics for it. Because they're going to be having a PC version as well.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
But the Switch one is the one they're highlighting because I suppose it's going to be a direct port from Turok Dinosaur Hunter 64. And this is going to catch the same idea, the same feels. If you're 90s kids, like, it's made just for you. But they will be updating the graphics. So it's going to be something to look out for. The release date is March 18th. So that's really soon.
Oh, wow. That's soon. That's crazy. Came out of nowhere.
Yeah, they must have been working on this for a while. So.
Yeah. It was crazy. Like, I've always wanted to play Turok, but I never got the chance. But my cousin did, and he got, like, all, like, every time a new Turok game, he was always playing it. And I would watch him play it sometimes. But he was always at a scene that, like, or in a spot where nothing was happening, though. He was just adventuring off. Like, I want to see some fucking dinosaurs show up, man. Like, what the fuck's going on here? Yeah. He's like, oh, no, I just, like, had a big boss battle, whatever. Like, you know, I'm like, okay. But that's cool. Maybe I'll try. I don't know. I got other games to play, though, honestly.
Yeah. It was a fun, cool, savage adventure game. You know, you're slaying fucking monsters, all kinds of crazy
like Tomb
monsters.
Raider, but for like with dinosaurs in it, right?
With dinosaurs and giant beasts and stuff. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
You ever played Turok, Will?
I didn't like it.
Okay.
Moving on.
Yeah. I like dinosaurs. I just don't like first-person shooters.
You don't like dinosaur slayers, right? All right, so AJ, you got some other news for us to mention. Turok on the Switch, March 18th, you guys. Keep your eyes open if you're a 90s kid that loves that game.
All right, so other games, too. Anthem was a big game that came out recently.
I heard about this. This is fucking terrible.
This game has been not doing the best.
It had a lot of hype, and then it just kind of...
There was a lot of hype for it, but then it just didn't... they had a... what would you call it? Like a preview-like thing, like a beta. And all these people were trying to get into the beta, and like no one could get in. So everyone was all pissed off over it. And the people that did get in were not impressed. They're like, the game's so plain. Like, it's just a shooter. Like, there's nothing special about the game. And so it wasn't really getting any good reviews. And to kind of help it out there, people are reporting that it's breaking their systems. Like, the game will sometimes randomly just shut the system down. And some people, like, don't know how to get the system back on. Some people say, like, unplugging the system entirely from the wall and then plugging it back in is, like, the only way. But a couple of people have reported that it actually just straight out bricked their whole system. Like, they can't even get it to turn on at all. Yeah, so watch out for that. I know there was an update for the game just recently, so I'm not sure if it's fixed the problem or not. But just be careful with playing the game on a PS4, by the way. I'm not sure if any other systems have that issue, but PS4 is the one that's having those issues for sure.
Okay. Don't even be careful. Just don't fucking play the game. That's too much of a risk.
True. Yeah, it's like the best thing you can do. And until you officially hear updates saying, yeah, it's solved, it's fixed.
It's all good, yeah.
Yeah, as of
don't
right now.
Shit bricked.
Yeah, there's an update that came out. I looked through it quickly, but I didn't see anything, say anything about it. So I can't, I don't know. Just don't play it. It's bad anyways. You're going to be wasting your time.
Whether it bricks your station or not.
Go play, what's that other one? Apex Legend. It's free.
All right.
And it hurts a lot better.
Okay, in other news, have either of you guys heard of Critical Role before?
Playing D&D, yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
I've never played D&D, but I know that's a thing there.
All right, so yeah, so it's a D&D term, right? There's an actual group called Critical Role. And they've been making a web series of like a lot of little D&D shorts and stuff like that, and everyone loves them.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I've seen stuff like that.
So now they've had a Kickstarter going for the past month or so, because they want to get a special going. They want to make a special that was like a full-on, like, mini movie, an animated mini movie about D&D stuff, specifically about Vox Machina Dungeons and Dragons. I don't know enough about Dungeons and Dragons to know what that means, but apparently it's a pretty important storyline. But the thing is, so their Kickstarter only had they were only trying to hit 750,000. They ended up hitting $4 million.
Oh fuck!
$4 million. People were that far behind them.
That's crazy. They better get it done then.
Yeah, they were only going to do a 22-minute animated special, but now they said...
Keep it there. Don't try to go beyond that shit. Be about to where people fuck up all the time with their fucking Indiegogo shit and all that.
It's going
to
be a TV series.
I thought you were going to say movie. Nah. You fucking win. Nah. Actually, I think that's manageable more than a movie.
Yeah, because at least every time it's 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
And they do have a rapport for making shorts, so like they kind of have a formula. Like they can kind of like expand on.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, so everyone's been happy about these shorts. But yeah, now they're going to make it a full-on series, and it is going to be called Dungeons and Dragons Vox Machina. So for anyone who loves that shit, is probably pretty hyped right now, because I hear that's pretty important to the lore there, but yeah, that's happening. We don't know where it's going to be aired yet. It might be just a web thing, but I'm guessing since it got so much attention and made so much money, they'll probably be on something bigger like Hulu or Netflix or something.
I'd be down to watch that.
Yeah, you know, if you're a Dungeons & Dragons fan, even if you're not, if you're just a Sword and Magic fan, maybe you want to check this out.
Did I make you and Danny watch Harmon's Quest not too long ago?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Yeah,
what is that? Quest.
Same idea where like there's a couple of like, a studio audience, a couple of people like playing the game, but there's animated things that kind of explain their story and what they're actually playing.
Okay.
Hilarious. Shit.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Maybe want to play Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, I want to try playing it.
Like, I'll play once with you guys. Show me how.
We need a dungeon master, though. Someone good at telling stories.
20 years ago. All right. So yeah, Critical Role.
So we got to hire Abe Lincoln.
Keep an eye out for Critical Role. They'll be making out some new stuff for Dungeons and Dragons real soon, an animated series. So, AJ,
if anyone has any Dungeons and Dragon tips or know how to start it off, you know, email us, tweet us, or you can just get in your VR headset with Nintendo Labo. That's my next story.
It's a nice segue.
You like that? Is that good?
Yeah, that was pretty good. Oh, shit. That was bad.
Need more segues.
But yeah, Nintendo quietly announced their next Nintendo Labo set, which is their cardboard stuff where you build your cardboard shit and put your Switch controllers into them and you get this new feature out of it.
Oh, that shit I'm too lazy for.
Yeah, exactly. That shit. Yeah, that whole thing. Well, now you can do VR stuff now. With it. So I guess you put the actual Switch screen in this thing and then the controllers do other features. So one of them they showed off here is like a camera, and it looks like you can twist the lens because the Switch controller is in there so it can detect you twisting stuff.
Is that what's sticking out of the thing there?
Yeah.
The Switch controller?
Yep.
Oh, God.
What the fuck? Is that a swan or something come out of his face? Looks like a bird.
That's kind
of
creepy.
Looks like what do they call from Final Fantasy? A Kokoro?
Oh, Chocobo.
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 I purposely wanted to say it bad, but I honestly couldn't remember what it was.
You went all the way with that.
I don't know what this is. It's like a freaking like a sniper rifle looking
thing.
Anybody
tries that on me, I'll kick his ass. I'll tell you that.
This is someone else's idea, I think, that someone just made up.
Okay. They're really
But yeah, they have like three different sets. The first one is going to be coming out. What was the date that I write it down? April 20th. Oh my God, no way. Again. That's when the first one came out. The first label set came out on 420. And now the second.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it.
That's that. Right. Yeah. There's three different kits, but the first one will be released
because you got to be Blaze. You got to be Blaze to put together.
But you probably won't do it if you're Blaze.
I don't know. You get creative. You know?
Blaze to buy it.
Make something brand new.
Well, so you got to be Blaze to buy it.
What the fuck is up with that weird elephant gun thing? She's gotten the
I have
right.
No fucking clue.
What is that?
I wish I could
I want
tell
no
you.
Parts of it, I'll tell you
I
that.
I tried looking for videos that kind
she
of demonstrate
like
it
some
with
this. Trigger. Yeah.
And they're pulling all the videos offline. They don't want you to know.
But right. It looks like if you buy the set, I'm guessing you get this little screen thingy so you can see through the lenses properly until your switch screen. So that's what you're getting out of this. So price is a good thing to kind of figure out with this shit, too. Hmm. But I can imagine it being just as much as the most expensive system for the last set. But anyways, look out for that. Looks pretty interesting. And this is what people were guessing was going to happen pretty soon, too.
Hmm. All right, quick piece of news. I just thought it was kind of funny. So, you ever heard of Kevin Sugihara? Either of you guys heard of I think you have, AJ. Kevin Sugihara, no?
No.
I heard of Kevin's before.
Kevin Sugihara is the Kevin Feige of DC.
Oh, really?
So, he's the one who's basically been fucking our shit up. He's the motherfucker that was pushing them to put out Suicide Squad faster so they could get bonuses, and Justice League faster so they can get bonuses. So probably why those greedy movies suck is because he rushes them, right? Because he wants to make the money from it.
Greedy.
This fucker is now in trouble.
Good.
Because I guess he was having sex with this woman, promising that he was going to give her roles. And so he gave her minor roles, and she started bitching about it. And I guess he sent some
background characters. It's like a...
You know, yeah, he fucked up.
Extras.
I think that face says everything right there. But, so, like, he wasn't giving her, like, the role she wanted. And then he sent some emails or some text messages to other CEOs, like, hey, we gotta give this bitch a bigger role. You know, like, this is not word for word, by the way.
Yeah. This is how we explain our stories.
Yeah, you know, this is unfocused for you. We gotta give her a bigger role, because she's pissed, and she's gonna fucking rat me out that I just slept with her and didn't give her a spot. Basically. But these text messages / emails got leaked.
Yeesh.
As they all do, always do.
Fuck this fool. This fool doesn't give a shit about the art. He's the reason the DC shit sucks, so I call this karma.
for reals, right?
Don't play with nerds' emotions.
Seriously.
Or hoes, play with your emotions, you know?
That's why you shouldn't send shit through email or text message. You gotta figure out something more creative. I don't know, like a carrier pigeon.
Or you could just...
And then you burn that shit when you get it.
You burn the pigeon?
No, you burn the letter.
You gotta get on that freaking Inspector Gadget shit where the fucking message explodes as soon as you're done reading it, you know?
There you go.
Go Gadget.
You don't even say go Gadget.
Oh, yeah,
it just happened.
It just happened.
No witnesses.
Go Gadget, no witnesses.
Fuck. Machine guns pop out everywhere. Yeah.
Go Gadget, you didn't see anything. Anyway, yeah, fuck this guy. I'm glad this is happening to him because he keeps fucking up DC shit. I don't even love DC, but I just don't want their shit to suck, and he's the reason it sucks.
No,
but basically, if anyone knows, he's been removed. He's going to be removed from that spot anyway. Aside from this, the guy that helps James Wan do the Insidious universe, you know, the whole universe for the horror movies.
I'm over that universe.
Yeah, but you know how they built that universe and how it all like makes timelines up and shit, right?
Yeah,
that guy's helping James Wan build the new DC universe, and they're going to be in charge of what movies they're making and, like, how they're all going to connect to each other.
How they're going
to
fix shit.
Yeah, basically how they're going to fix shit.
You just need to reboot. Just stop, wait a few years, start over.
That's what I thought before, but Aquaman did well. People are loving Shazam. Wonder Woman's good. They're about to make a second Wonder Woman. Maybe they can save it. Maybe. I don't really think they should.
I don't think they should salvage it.
No, I think they need to save it because to reboot it again, people are going to get fucking pissed. Like, fuck, you're rebooting the whole universe again?
Yeah, no one's going to watch it again.
Yeah, no one's going to watch it again.
Just saying, like, just stop, wait 10 years. We will forget that
shit. But then they want to catch it to Marvel, though.
They want money now, Will. They want money now.
Stick to TV, like you guys said. Fucking stick to TV. Stick to your streaming service. Stop making movies.
I hope they do that because their shows are good.
Yeah, their shows are good.
They just need to not fuck up the movies anymore. But, you know, apparently Aquaman was decent. Shazam's good, so we'll see what they do.
DC.
This guy's out. That's a big sign. That's a good sign.
Good one, yeah. Good first step. DC, if you need any more, like,
look
you know.
That face, man.
You know,
like, he knows he
tips.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
This picture was taken before. You know what I mean? Before the issue. So it's like, you know.
He saw it coming.
You could see it. It's in his heart already. Anyway.
But if DC needs any tips, unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Hit us up, bro. We got ideas for your ass. AJ?
Oh, shit. I got one more piece of news left.
Wait. Then let me go again. So I'll talk about this big thing. The shareholders meeting was held for Disney this past week.
Oh, shit.
In this meeting, they gave some very important information saying Fox Searchlight and 20th Century will continue to release movies under their own banner.
Oh, fuck.
Therefore, Alien... Like, shit like that. Alien,
So anything like rated R, kind of like,
yeah,
not
Deadpool,
Disney,
Deadpool,
will stay
Alien,
under Fox.
Yeah, those things, they'll continue to let them do their thing. They're just going to give them more money to do it.
Right.
So we don't have to worry about that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so, like, anyone who was freaked out about shit they like that comes out of Fox, I guess you don't have to be that worried.
Cause, I was worried about Alien.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people were. A lot of people were. Because they got new projects. You probably didn't listen to last week's Unfocus.
I had a chance to.
But they got two projects coming out. Before they're going to announce a movie. And it's two animated projects. One is about androids in their universe. And then the other one is about... What did I say it was about?
I don't remember. I don't know what you're talking about right now because I was in my own mind.
Anyway. listen to last week's episode. You should be listening. Anyway. But Disney will leave those projects. They're not going to inject any of their Disney code into any of the Fox movies that they're making. They're going to let them do their own thing by their own way. They're just going to be sitting back and caking, basically. Disney's going to be sitting back and making money. Like,
this is similar, I think, to like... Because I think Disney owned Touchstone, I think is what it was.
Yeah.
And they made movies back in the year. And they put all their, like, you know, not Disney shit under that label.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Rabbit was one of them.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I thought was interesting. Bringing that up right now.
And
but they're kind of doing the same thing here with Fox now, which is a bigger name, so it'll be... More money for Disney.
more money for Disney. And Bob Iger went further to say that FX shows that are on Hulu will stay there. But anything that's more family-friendly, more Disney-oriented, more like in their feel, has an opportunity to transfer over to Disney+. So
the opportunity.
Yeah, so basically, I feel like they're trying to work it out so that Disney has all their Disney-like shit. And then Hulu has all their adult shit.
That's smart.
Because FX will be really have
smart.
That, you know, because they own both of it now.
Oh, man.
And the other cool thing, so there's two other things that was announced. What are you going to say, The Will?
I don't want to buy any more streaming services, but I think I'll buy the Disney one.
Yeah, we were talking about that last week, too.
Like, I'm so set on Hulu and Netflix and Amazon Prime. I don't need anything else. But after you said they're going to have all the Disney movies, I'm like,
yes,
I want to watch all the Disney movies.
We said that off screen, but I'll re-mention it again. They did announce that they will have every Disney movie of all time on that streaming service. I mean, you know, people say that, so I'm sure there's gonna be a couple things missed. There's gotta be a couple like old school shit that they don't have fucking rights to anymore or something, you know.
Like, I want to see some Steamboat Willie, some Sword in the Stone,
yeah.
Fucking Rescue, like that's stuff I haven't seen in years because I don't want to buy shit from the vault.
I think that's what they're hinting at, like that they're gonna have all that shit that you wanted to see. Like,
they always come out like at $30 or some shit.
It's Snow White comes out every 10 years and it's $30 every time.
It's like
I'm pissed off. I just bought Pinocchio and that shit was $30.
Yeah, see,
what I'm hoping for is the Rescue Rangers, Tailspin.
Oh,
Darkwing Duck.
The old Disney cartoon.
I'm hoping that shit shows up on there, but we don't know.
Fucking gargoyles, man.
Gargoyles, exactly. Like, I want that shit to show up there.
Did anyone like the Mighty Ducks, or was that just...
Oh, I love the Mighty Ducks. The superheroes, like the ducks with the...
Ducks?
I forgot about that.
That shit was very interesting. It was weird, but it was interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, so all their movies will be there. Last thing, so at this stockholders meeting, they got a lot of questions. Most of the questions, of course, were about X-Men. About Marvel.
Damn.
And about, like, the combination, you know? And, you know, they obviously, you know, they gave the same answer they always give. They wave it off. Like, well, we can't say anything. We can't do anything until the
just
deal's
wait.
Done. Yeah, they did say the deal's pretty close to being done. Mm-hmm. Which, that's what they say every month.
Yeah.
which is not a lie, but, you know, they say the same thing every month. But one person went out of their way to make a very vocal complaint about National Treasure 3. You know, Nicolas Cage
himself.
Yeah, it wasn't him. No, that'd be funny. He's like dressed up as a woman. What is National Treasure 3 coming out. Like, that'd be hilarious, bro. That would have been comedy. But no, like, someone really made a big deal. Like, oh, so when are we getting National Treasure 3? You know, we all laugh, but that shit has a big fan base. Every time, like, wow, okay. 1 and 2 come out, they make money. Like, really? people like those movies, even though they're ridiculous. But anyway, Bob Iger went out of his way to not fucking, like, shine it on and act like it doesn't exist. He's like, yeah, actually, you know, we do get a lot of complaints about it. People ask about National Treasure a lot. And he's like, you know, it is something on our board. We've had talks about it. We're not ruling it out. He's like, but right now, nothing's been greenlit. He's like, he's like, we're not saying we're not going to do it. He's like, we do talk about it. That is a project that makes enough money that we do want to keep making it. But he's like, we just don't know yet, though. He's like, so just wait till next year. Just maybe hear something. Yeah, basically, he's like, wait till next year before you hear something about that.
Did anyone mention Tron? Because I'm waiting for Tron
3. Wow, I don't know. I did not look at that.
I think I heard something saying that they might try to reboot it again.
No! Really?
But I don't know for sure, though. Like, that's like a rumor going around. Just, I don't think it's for sure, though.
They already... Anyway, okay. I think that's all I got to say about the stockholders meeting. Yeah. All right, AJ, give me your last piece of news.
Pokemon Sword and Shield. So last week we just know that there is, you know, the announcement that's coming out, 8th gen and all that, right? It kind of surprised me, but when they announced a Pokemon announcement like thing, like, okay, I knew it was going to be 8th gen, but I didn't hear any rumors about it. Yeah. Because all these rumors get like so lost in other rumors that everyone just ignores them most of the time.
Well, actually, you heard one really good rumor. I mean, we talked about it last couple weeks, but like, you know, the plus and minus rumor.
Yeah, but that wasn't even a rumor. That was just a speculation based off pictures they're showing us. That's all we got. Anyways, I found some rumors that look like they're matching up pretty well. And then it was funny enough that I saw this. I went to go look up that post. I found it. Today I went to go look it up again so I can get my notes for it. It was gone. So whatever that post, it was on, what was it, 4chan? Yeah, it was on 4chan or some shit like that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like that post was there. I saw it there the other day. I went to go get it this morning. It was gone. It wasn't there anymore.
That means it must hold some weight.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
Well, tell us what you know about it.
So the story revolves around two houses, Sword House and the Shield House. And they're also the leaders of those houses are also the last two badges you receive. So we got badges and gyms again, too. Also, the whole thing has like a north and south or north versus south type of theme to the whole house thing, too. So I'm guessing like a Game of Thrones type of thing possibly as well. Yeah. Gym leaders play a big part in the whole main storyline as well. And they're also taking sides with the houses, too.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So I think the last time they did something like that is maybe Black and White, where the actual gym leaders were part of the storyline, which I never played Black and White, but I know that.
Me either.
There is also something about the train. There's a whole train system. So there might be a thing where you don't use fly anymore. You use these trains to get to, you know, the other sides of these maps and stuff like that.
I can see that. That feels very Pokemon, too.
Yeah, I can see that happening. A Safari Zone's coming back, and the Safari Zone is going to be more like Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee, where you can see the Pokemon wandering around, and you can chase them down and encounter them like that. Okay. Outside of that, though, it's the basic, you know, randomized, you don't see what you're attacking you system that we're all used to when it comes to getting encounters. Also, the starters... they all have something based off them, too. Like, they always have a theme to them, which I never really realize. But for example, this time, Square Bunny, I think that this whole trio is based off, like, off an audience type of thing. Because people are saying Square Bunny is going to be based off of, like, a soccer player. Grookey the monkey it might be, like, a magician type of thing. And then Sobble might be based off, like, a choir type of thing or a theater type of thing is what I heard. What? So they're all, like, audience-based. Is like their line, the way they evolve and what they kind of look like.
That's weird.
Yeah, they've always done shit like that before in the past, though. I can't think of any right now.
Anyways, you mean there's always a theme, kind of?
Yeah, some type of theme to them. Sobble, not Sobble, Grookey is based off a Legend of the Monkey King.
Do yeah, Grookey. Yeah, Grookey.
What is that legend based off of?
Goku. Just
Journey to the
Goku?
West.
Oh.
You know the Monkey King that flies on the cloud, extending staff?
Oh, okay. You know? Oh, okay, cool. Interesting. So, yeah, Grookey's supposed to be based off of
that. Remember Marvel vs. Capcom 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
That's
one.
The legend.
Okay, interesting. Well, yeah, so that's what they're saying he's going to be based off of. Also, we have a new dark status attack called Fear. So status is similar to, like, being burned or poisoned or sleep or paralyzed.
Fear?
Fear is a new one, which is a dark-based one. And this one is going to lower your accuracy and also remove stab. So your grass attack from your grass Pokemon is not going to do that damage you're expecting it. It's going to be like a normal attack, Like a grass type using a normal attack doesn't do as much damage as it using a grass attack.
Oh, so it take, so the status difference is going to disappear?
Yeah, so your stab is going to disappear. So your what's it called?
What do you mean stab? I don't understand.
Stab stands for what's it stand for? Same type attack bonus.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow, okay. Got it.
So if you're a grass type using a grass move, you do more damage than someone else, like a normal type using that same grass move.
So that takes that away.
Yeah. Oh. So your stab is neutralized.
So you're basically a normal type using everything.
Pretty much, yeah.
Damn.
And also lowers your accuracy a bit, too. So you'll be also missing a little bit more than usual, yeah.
Well, that's annoying.
That's what fear is. That's a new status that's supposedly coming.
Hey, I love things that fuck with your stats. Like, to me, that's the fun shit at Pokemon.
Yeah. Also, damage just overall is going to be downscaled a bit.
Aww.
So you won't be hitting out as hard as you are probably expecting. There's also going to be a new evolution, supposedly. No details on that, just new evolution. Also, Gen 3 starters are going to be getting mega evolutions. So that's what? The Chimchar, Turtwig,
Pimplup.
Is Pimplup that one?
Empoleon, Torterra, and fucking Blaze. Not Blaze.
Hey, by the way, ever since the original 3, that's my favorite generation.
Was that Gen 4?
Is that 4?
Torterra, that's Diamond. That's
Torterra, Pimplup, and Chimchar.
That's Gen 4, my bad. Yeah, Gen 4 is getting Mega Evolution, supposedly.
It's Torterra, Chimchar, and Pimplup, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's their end evolution? What's the monkey's name?
Infernape,
yeah.
So those three are my favorite starters besides the original.
I like Torterra. Torterra's dope.
I like Pimplup. A penguin, like water type.
But they're all pretty dope.
Yeah.
I don't like fire types, but he's cool.
That's perfect because my monkey team is lacking a mega evolution, and that, right there, fucking Infernape puts me on top.
That's if this is all true, though.
If.
Right. Last thing too is that the legendaries, the box legendaries, supposedly are going to be normal steel types.
Oh, interesting.
Which is a new combination.
Normal steel.
The one for shield is supposed to be like an armored type of horse, and then the sword legendary is going to be like a English type dragon.
Oh, okay. Like
but
classic.
Both being normal steel types, though, which kind of takes a dragon out of that one, though. Hmm. But that's all rumors. Let's hope some of that's all true. Sounds dope. It seems believable. But yeah, that's your rumors for Sword and Shield Pokemon coming out later this year.
I got a question about that rumor. So,
yeah.
So, Fear, do you think it's going to be like a normal... what would you call them...
Like a status move,
like poison,
like,
and
like Thunder Wave, you know, just paralyzes you. That's it.
Is it gonna be like a normal status move where you can heal it with full heal, or is it gonna be something like Infatuation where you're just kind of stuck being in love with the other Pokemon? Because that's kind of like a status move.
True.
Infatuation.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of it.
True.
Oh, I see. You're saying can you recover it or not?
Yeah. The only way you can get rid of that is if you fucking switch Pokemon. That's the only way to get rid of it sometimes. Mm-hmm. Whereas like these other stats move, like being burned or put to sleep or poison, you know, doesn't matter. You only can get rid of it by full heal going back to the Pokemon Center.
Confusion's another type where you can't use full heal. You just have to wait for your Pokemon to be like, oh, okay, I'm back.
Yeah, it says the status is called Fear, and it's a new dark move. So that leads me to believe that it's a dark attack that gives you the status. And
yeah.
Based off
so you get hit just by like, it, and it's an effect. Like.
Just like how Burn is a fire-based stat, and like Paralyze is like an electric type of stat.
Or like you get hit too hard with an ice move, you get freeze, like shit like that. Right?
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, that makes sense for those types of moves.
I'm not sure. It does too much. Like, lowers accuracy and removes stab. I feel like that'd be more of a status that needs to be full-healed.
But there's some moves that do shit like that.
But then again, it's called Fear, though. So I feel like that's not something that you can... That's not like being... You're injured, you know? That's you being scared.
You can't just fix that.
Because when you think about Confusion and Infatuation, that's like a state of mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And Fear is a state of mind as well.
You're right.
Frozen and that shit, that's...
That's all something that could be, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
damn.
You know what? I think you're right. I never thought about that like that, but that's true.
Hey, Will's on a fire because that's going to be a thing, state of mind. State of mind stat effects or something. That's going to be a thing.
Which that exists, but like, and we never actually called it out by anything.
Yeah.
But that's a good one.
That is dope.
But yeah, maybe that's what it's going to be.
If it even exists.
I mean, that makes more sense for it to be like that now that you mention it. Because it's called Fear. If it's called Fear, that means it can't be a physical thing affecting you. It's a mental thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, then, that's your last piece of news.
Well, I got the last one, yeah.
I got one last piece of news. So, you know, I think I mentioned a few weeks ago that Hollywood is trying to make a Gundam movie.
Oh, shit.
Like Hollywood as in America.
Yeah, America. Yeah.
Wait, what do you call Japanese then? Like, there's Bollywood for India, you know,
oh,
we got
shit.
Hollywood.
I don't know.
What is Japan?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Kyoto?
Tokyo Television.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. That's actually a really good question. I'll look into that. But yeah, so, you know, as we know, they've been trying to make it happen. Like, it's becoming a thing slowly. And I'm sure with the success of Battle Angel Alita, people are even more interested in doing it. But something awesome to know, Brian K. Vaughan will be writing the Gundam movie.
And who's that?
Anyone who doesn't know who Brian K. Vaughan is, first, I want to tell you, I fucking love Brian K. Vaughan. He writes all my favorite shit. Brian K. Vaughan wrote Runaways.
Oh, okay.
He wrote Saga, which is that space opera one I talk about.
Yeah.
He wrote Why the Last Man. He wrote Doctor Strange the Oath, which is the most famous Doctor Strange comic book of all time.
Nice.
Like, so Brian K. Vaughan's the shit. Like, he writes really cool shit. Like, and they're letting him write the Gundam movie. Like,
that's crazy.
I'm fucking excited. I only put this picture up because the last time we got a live action Gundam movie was that French Japanese combination movie called G Saviors.
Is it?
Yeah, that movie was weird. It was okay. But it was weird. It was like they failed for sure. Like, it could have been way better for sure.
Visually, was it stunning, or was it like, what is this CGI?
CGI wasn't horrible. It was okay. It just wasn't. The movie itself was just weak. Like, you're like, this is not what I wanted out of a Gundam movie. Basically, like, if I was going to get a Gundam movie, this isn't what I expected. Basically. But yeah, so hopefully Hollywood will get it right. Brian K. Vaughan writes good shit, especially good space shit. So I'm really hoping that he's going to be able to make this movie pop, you know?
I'm scared because, like, every time fucking America takes a Japanese thing and tries to recreate it, it just comes out all weird and awkward. That's the one thing I'm afraid of.
Battle Angel Alita.
But that was fucking, what's his name, though, wasn't it?
Who?
James Cameron or some shit, no?
Yeah, I think James Cameron did that, yeah.
So how's that?
I heard it's really fucking good.
But, like, I mean, is that actually based off a Japanese thing?
Yeah, it's a manga, bro. Yeah.
It's a manga?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that changes everything.
You didn't know Battle Angel?
Nah, I did not.
It's like an old school 80s manga. Like,
I don't know it.
It's one of the mangas. Like, Battle Angel Alita is like some old school.
I didn't grow up manga. Dude, yeah. Like, you gotta remember, like, I wasn't introduced to any Japanese shit until you fucking came through, like, in high school, dude. Like, before that, only closest thing I got to was fucking Sailor Moon.
Yeah, Battle Angel Alita is like old school
Pokemon.
Classic standalone anime movie. It's a straight up movie, and it's fucking. It was a manga first.
That's why she has those fucking Japanese eyes, and huh?
Yeah, she's a straight up manga. And
she's
more
known for her really big lips in the manga, so it's kind of weird that they focused on her eyes in the movie.
But I like it. I think it works. But you're right, though. I think the lips were like the focus, so it's kind of weird they didn't go. But either way, I feel like they did a decent job with that. It was pretty damn good. Like, to make something so anime and to actually put it in a fucking...
Like a live action.
And a live action
American
on the screen. Like
America.
And people didn't hate it. I'm like, that's fucking cool. Like, because people hated Ghost in the Shell, you know? Like, people really didn't like Ghost in the Shell. So even though Alita didn't get the success that big movies get, like, it fucking succeeded enough to me. Like, that's the doorway for anime movies from now on, I think.
Is it greenlit for a sequel? Because there's so much that they haven't covered.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that. But I do know James Cameron was happy with it, and people were overall happy with it. I know the only thing people bitch about is the dialogue, and that's always going to be a problem because, you know, you're translating a dialogue, so it's different.
Not only is it you're translating it, you're trying to modernize it.
And you're modernizing and Hollywooding it. Yeah, you're right, dude. That's hard.
That's like other languages.
Like 30 years ago that thing came out?
30 years.
That's crazy.
Fuck, I'm old.
So, alright, yeah, so that's the last thing I wanted to mention, that the Gundam movie is going to be headed by Brian K. Vaughan, who's a great writer, so the story is probably going to be really good. It all depends on how much heart Hollywood wants to put into it, and how many limits they're going to put on him, you know, so
quite
I guess we'll see. AJ, Unfocus Week, what you got planned for the rest of your week?
More Julia. I want to start taking her more online because I've been online a little bit, and I'll go off and just practice, and I'm trying to do treasure battle because, like, there's items that I want to unlock so I can customize my Julia, but the only way you can unlock them is treasure battle, and I fucking play all these treasure battles, and I don't unlock shit. Like, I keep getting gold. Like, stop giving me fucking gold, give me some fucking items already. Shit. And then actually yesterday I started playing Josie to go to the treasure battle because I have this theory, like if I play the character that has the items that I want, I'm not going to get the items I want playing that character, so I feel like I got to play a different character to unlock the other character's items.
Work?
No, I didn't get shit. I didn't get that far either, so I don't even know. And I just kind of gave up out there a little bit. So that's what I'm going to try to work on. And then, of course, just the usual Soul Calibur. Are we meeting again this weekend?
I think we are, yeah.
Okay, well then, of course, we're doing that.
Yeah, we're getting some Soul Calibur matches in.
And then...
Will, you're more than welcome to join if you can be free.
To.
And then I would like, maybe next week, I'll try to pick up next Power Rangers. That's what I want to look forward to. That, and then I want to start looking into playing something different. I don't know what yet, but I've always had that list of, like, Golden Sun and fucking whatever else, Joe and Mac. I thought of Joe and Mac the other day, and I really want to play it. Oh, I also want to get R-Type. I just randomly thought about this.
R-Type?
There's an R-Type on Steam right now, and it's like a remastered version of it.
Of the original Ooh. R-Type?
Yeah. So I want to play that. I don't have money for that
Let's tag team it, bro.
I want to
do
that.
Let's beat that shit.
that's pretty much all I figured I got planned.
All right. For me, I'm definitely going to finish Titans. I'm almost done with it now, so watch more of that. Other than that, I'll probably start Doom Patrol at some point soon. Kind of planning for my trip to Japan, so I got to figure out what kind of things I want to buy while I'm out there. And lastly, I'm going to probably be reading a little bit more of the Superman stuff that leads into the DC Rebirth. After that, I'm going to jump back into some Marvel, but I haven't decided who I'm going to read yet. I'm probably going to read some Captain Marvel.
Yeah, Captain Marvel comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, I've been waiting for her movie before I start reading her modern comics, because I don't know how... All I know from the modern Captain Marvel, she kind of seems like a bully. She's really fucking powerful, she's really strong, she kind of throws her powers around a lot. The old Miss Marvel was, like, strong, and she's like, don't fuck with me, but she wasn't so, like, aggressive. So I want to see this movie before I read any of her modern comics, just kind of see what they do with it. And then I'm going to go back and kind of read some of the more newer ones and see how she is. But, yeah, I just want to see the movie with open eyes as a Miss Marvel fan, as a fan of her original version.
Right.
See what I get out of it, you know?
Yeah. So. I kind of want to see that, dude. You plan on seeing it this weekend or some shit?
Yeah, I was just talking to Carla right now. I might see it tomorrow, so if you guys want to join us, you could.
I work late tomorrow.
Boo.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Sunday I'll be free, but I'm guessing Sunday, if anything, for me.
All right.
Anyways, Will, you got anything
I'd love to see planned? That movie, but we'll see what happens. I'm going to play some more Zelda. My goal is to pass Twilight Princess as quickly as possible so I can play Wind Waker. Pass that quickly.
Ooh.
Play Skyward Sword. Pass that quickly. Just in time for the new Link's Awakening.
You know what? I think I'm going to play Wind Waker, too.
You're going to play
Wind Waker? I've never beaten it. I never played it. I want to play it.
Yeah, it's on GameCube, right?
Back on
I have that on GameCube.
It's off the HD remake for the Wii U.
Hey, also, let me tell you, bro. The best final duel of all of Zelda is in Twilight Princess.
I heard that, which is
pretty cool.
The best final duel is definitely Twilight. It's not the best Zelda game. Oh. It's like, to me, it's like top five. I play like five or six out of the Zelda games.
But it's not bad.
No, the game's not bad. No, Twilight Princess is a good game. It's not as good as the best five, like I'd say. It's like number five or six in the top five Zelda games to me. But the final duel is the best final duel in all of Zelda.
Oh, like, man, it's kind fucking, of hyped. Oh, my
it's
gosh.
So epic, dude. Like,
I need to pass Twilight.
They do everything. Like, everything you thought, like, and then just when you think you slayed them, you're, oh, okay. And then something you've been waiting for throughout all of Zelda happens, and you're like, oh, fucking, finally, I've been waiting for this shit. Like, yeah, I don't want to say any more than that, but you know what I'm talking about, AJ.
I'm just worried about that game, because it's all ocean, and I get seasick. That could be an issue.
Oh, wow. I hadn't even thought about that. That's true.
The worst Zelda game for me is probably Adventure of Link for Nintendo.
Well, I think that's everybody. I think everyone feels that way.
Majora's Mask.
I don't know what it is about that
game. What?
I didn't like that game.
Oh, yeah, I get it. It's weird, so I can understand.
But, yeah, Link to the... Zelda 2... Link's
Adventure.
Adventure of Link, yeah. It is so weird, like, because it's on the Switch, the fucking
Oh, you got to play
classic.
It for the first time ever.
No, I played it, because I owned it when I was younger, or my uncle owned it. I don't know how it was in my house. but I would play it, and it was always just so weird, because, like, you're scrolling 2D and shit, and like, okay, that's unusual, but it's the same character. But then you get into that overworld, and that's weird, because, like, it looks completely different. The music just feels off. Something, I don't know. The whole game
it's
is weird.
It's a weird game.
Funky, funky,
but I went through it again. I just had the same feelings again. Like, yeah, this looks weird. His sword is, like, all short. It looks like he's shaking fools. And then you have Error over there in that one town.
Like you shanking fools, for real.
And then even the overworld map, when you get attacked, that's just weird, too. It reminds me of Pokemon. Mm. But anyways, that's my complaint. All right, we done?
That's Unfocused, guys. Thanks for joining us for episode 215, the Sneasel episode. We'll see you next week. Don't forget, live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday, somewhere between 7:30 and 8, we start
Unfocus. It's also on youtube.com/unfocuspodcast. Watch it there. Like, comment, subscribe, and all that good stuff. You can also follow us on Twitter at unfocus28 or on Instagram at unfocuspodcast.
Like, comment, subscribe, download.
That's right. On Apple Podcasts or just collision28.com.
If you have any questions or things you want us to talk about, email us, right?
Yep.
unfocuspodcast@gmail.com.
Exactly. All right.
Yeah, bitch. Okay. We're out.
I'm going home.
You've arrived.